The Mavericks have their guy. They went out of the way to get their guy, and he joins us now from Brooklyn after what has been the most whirlwind, wild of nights, I'm sure. Luka Doncic, welcome to Dallas. Chuck Cooperstein, along with Will Chambers. I'm going to have the honor and privilege of broadcasting your games, I hope, for about the next 15 years here in Dallas. So welcome to town.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So give us a sense, number one, of when you knew what exactly was going down and how this was all playing out.
Yeah, after they picked me, you know, they told me I was going to Dallas, you know, and I was really happy. You know, I've been talking to Dallas a lot. They were very, very nice to me, so I'm really excited to be there.
Did your agent keep you in the loop of what was going on during the course of the day?
I mean, yeah, I mean, he was talking, you know, he didn't really exactly know, but he told me Dallas is trying to move, you know, to, and after I got picked, after I did my interview, he told me I was probably going to get drafted.
Luka, I know that you've been over to the States, but only a couple of times, and I'm curious as to what your thoughts are or what your impressions, what do you know of Dallas as a city right now?
I mean, I don't know really that much. You know, I only been to L.A. and Santa Barbara, and I never been to Dallas. But they say it's very hot out there, so which is amazing for me, because in my country it's freezing all the time. So I'm happy.
Well,
just know it was
great.
It was about 97 today.
Right. We'll be into the hundreds probably here, relatively, you know, most of the time over the next month or so. The food down here is great. We've got obviously, 100 degrees, I should say, Fahrenheit, to make sure that you know. We've got great barbecue. You're going to really enjoy yourself down here. But speaking of moving all the way over here, you know, you have lived outside of your country over the last several years, from moving from Slovenia and obviously playing pro and being over in Spain. How do you feel that that is going to help you adjust to moving over here to the United States?
Yeah, I think it's going to help, you know, because I've been professional playing with all the guys since I was 15. You know, I had 5 ex-NBA players in my team. I play against NBA players, so I think, I mean, they talk about NBA all the time, you know? And I think they teach me a lot, you know. They show me a lot of stuff about NBA, so I think I'm going to be prepared.
Luka, how much NBA basketball did you watch as a kid, and who was your guy? Who was the guy that turned you on?
I watched a lot, especially this year. I watched a lot. I stayed late night in Madrid, you know.
Yes, very late night. But everybody's up late in Madrid.
Yeah, that's why everybody's late. So, yeah, but my guy is LeBron James. You know, I just love his game. I love everything about him.
Now, Luka, we're speaking with the Mavericks' first-round draft pick here in the 2018 NBA draft, Luka Doncic, here on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. As you make your way over and enjoying the level of success that you have over in Europe, what do you expect when you go up against full NBA competition?
I think it's a challenge for me. You know, I'm just really happy to be here. Really excited to play against all these superstars. And just want to show my potential, you know. Just want to play ball. Just want to have fun on the court.
What did Coach Carlisle tell you on the phone tonight once you became property of the Mavericks?
You know, he was just welcoming me. You know that they're really excited to have me, and Mark Cuban also. He said he just welcomed me. And I'm just really happy to be a Dallas Mavericks. I really like them.
How tired are you right now? How much of a break from basketball do you need, since you really have been going hard at this for pretty much 2 consecutive years?
Yeah, it's been a lot, you know. And yesterday I didn't sleep much because of the jet lag, you know. And right now when I finish, I just go straight to bed.
All right. And, Luka, I want you to be very honest with me, because I noticed you as we were watching you on television. You're very well-dressed tonight, had a very nice traditional suit on. When you looked around, everybody, and saw what everybody was wearing, are you going, like, what kind of circus am I entering into?
No, I mean this. I think this is American style. You know, I just like normal suit to wear, but I like their suits. You know, but I'm just normal European suit.
Well, you look good. I wanted to tell you, I was impressed. It looked good. I was glad you didn't come out with the suits and the shorts. It seems to be an NBA thing right now, so you may have to acclimate in that way. But I'm just saying.
FYI. Yeah.
Luka,
thank you.
Luka Doncic, the Mavericks' top draft choice, joining us here on your home for Mavericks basketball, 103.3 FM ESPN. How did you develop your game? How did you develop this uncanny sense that the intangibles that you know that you can't really describe until you actually do them, that really seems to be the hallmark of your game, whatever needs to happen, you manage to find a way to make it happen. How did you develop that?
You know, I've been professional like since 15 years. You know, I've been working a lot with the older guys, like Sergio Rodriguez, Sergio Yul. They were amazing players. You know, I just learned a lot from them.
You know, Luka, I want to kind of piggyback off of that, and I know. By hearing, you know, from your mother, your parents about, you know, you played a lot of different sports as you grew up. And Chuck asked about developing your game. When did you fall in love with basketball?
You know, yeah, I played a lot of sports, you know. But since the beginning, I always had the basketball ball in my hands, you know. But the other reason was, too, I was terrible at other sports. So I decided to basketball.
Oh, come on.
You were terrible.
Yeah.
Like, what did you try to play that you weren't good at?
I mean, I can play soccer, you know, but I just wasn't that much. I mean, I love soccer, but I play handball too, tennis, everything.
Well, you know, your new teammate, Dirk Nowitzki, has a celebrity tennis tournament that he has every September before training camp begins. Do you know how to swing a racket?
Yeah. I would challenge him.
You will challenge him. He's actually pretty good, and he's actually pretty good at basketball too. And we all know what Dirk's influence has been in the growth of international basketball. In your mind, what does it mean for you to begin your career to learn from him?
Amazing, just amazing. You know, if I had one word to describe him, it's amazing. He's great. He's a leader. You know, he's a legend. You can see everything in him. You can learn. And I hope I will learn a lot of stuff about him.
All right. That shot you made on Tuesday with about 2.5 minutes to go to clinch the ACB championship, was that an homage to Dirk? Was that just a foreshadowing of what we were about to see here two nights later?
Yeah. That's Dirk's shot, you know. Fade away one leg, that's Dirk's shot.
So you don't even have to learn that shot, right? He doesn't have to teach you anything about that?
Yeah, he will need to teach me.
Hey, we know this has been absolutely insane for you. We saw pictures of the cameras basically running you down like you were LeBron James. You are an exciting addition to what we're all really looking forward to this fall. Congratulations. We can't wait to meet you, and can't wait to watch you play here in Dallas. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Loved it, Luka. Take care.